The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When we say that something is most important, it implies that everything else is less important, and not just as a matter of opinion, but in reality. In Jesus' time, there was a school of thought that said that all 613 commandments of the Old Testament were equally binding. After all, they had all been commanded by God, and so he expected us to obey them all completely. Ritual laws, moral laws, social norms, dietary laws, it didn't matter. God said it, you do it. Remember all the trouble Jesus got into for not washing his hands before eating? Or the grief they gave his disciples for plucking grain to eat on the Sabbath? We see that today in our own society on the topic of immigration when people chant, "It's the law, it's the law, it's the law," as if all laws have equal binding force. In today's gospel, not only does Jesus state clearly that some laws are more important than others, when a scholar of the law asks him which is the most important of all the commandments in the law, okay, the law meaning the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, Jesus gives him a double answer. Not just one, but two commandments joined together to form the single most important commandment of the law. Because you can't have one without the other. Love of God and love of neighbor. Okay? God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Now, notice that these are not new commandments. Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy and Leviticus. But what is new is that he says that together they constitute the foundation not only of the other 611 commandments, but indeed of the entire Old Testament. Jesus bringing these two commandments together is a great advance. But you know, there still is a big problem here. Most people think that this is therefore the greatest commandment of all. But it's not. What does our text say? The greatest commandment of the law, meaning of the Old Testament. Okay? New Testament didn't even exist yet. And after all, loving our neighbor as ourself may or may not be all that much. A lot of people don't love themselves that much. Look at how they treat their bodies. Look at the self-destructive choices they make. The first half of this commandment will stand. Love God with all your heart and soul and mind. But Jesus will soon revise the second half when he gives us what is, in effect, the greatest commandment of the New Testament, when he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Not just as we love ourselves, which is at best limited, but rather to love others more than we love ourselves, to love others as Jesus loves us, which is unlimited, sacrificial, and to the death. He says, "No greater love is there than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's the mystery of the cross. It's also the revolution of tenderness to which Pope Francis is calling us today. Today we deal with many controversial topics, rooted in many kinds of laws having to do with morality and social policy and human rights and government and rules of the church. And as we see, each of these do have a claim on us, but they're not all equally important. Indeed, beyond a certain point, unjust laws become unenforceable, otherwise lose their binding force, even though they may still remain on the books. And there are plenty of laws on the books that are no longer enforced. Today, Jesus is saying that the love of God and neighbor must be the foundation of all other laws, moral, social, religious, governmental. And as we shall see as the New Testament continues to unfold, unjust, moral, social, religious, and governmental laws will lead to Jesus' death, will lead to rejection of God in the second person of the Blessed Trinity, whom we are supposed to love with all our heart, mind, and soul, and thus to the crucifixion of an innocent man whom they were supposed to love at least as much as they loved themselves.